This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What sort of a face you want to put on today? Hello, it's Tuesday, May 26th, and you're listening to Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan, two-thirds of the DJV program. Jen Jen has flown the coop, as it were. We're here doing multitasking. All of us are here. No games on this program, although we do try to have fun. The idea is that we keep you informed and you know what's going on. You have a thumbnail sketch of what the important things are. I don't believe in the whole business of news talk radio talking about what's in the news. Yes, talk radio is broader than that, though, from my experience and my preference, having done it since 1974, is to not just talk about what's in the news, because that becomes very limiting. And by the way, we've already just heard the news, so what do we need to we can extrapolate a little more. I'm not going to repeat what you just heard in the news, but maybe there's an interpretation or things to think about. For example, how long it's been, Victoria, since many people have had contact with other folks. There are some people who live alone, and or they have maybe one child that they live with. They're separated or divorced or whatever it is. Here's the story of a woman who admits to not having seen anybody in her family for 2.5 months, and she sits every morning when she wakes up, she sits and cries because she misses her grandson and her children. She hasn't seen them. And that's part of the deal. You know, there's a certain amount of people. Oh, now the phone's going to ring. Okay, that's tough. Why don't you pick it up from here, and let me chase this down, okay, Victoria? Go ahead.
All right. Well, another story separately from the loneliness, which is obviously something that a lot of people are dealing with right now. We are also talking about the second wave, the second peak. The World Health Organization, which we all know, we've talked about this here, we've got some issues with, the rest of the world does as well. Dr. Mike Ryan, who is the executive director of the WHO, he said yesterday that we are not in the second wave. He said we're actually in the middle of the first wave globally, and he cited rising numbers in South America, South Asia, other areas where the number of infections are still on the rise. That actually even includes a lot of states here in the U.S. that have seen a spike of new cases as soon as they've reopened. And that's, I think, to be expected. I think that that's something we're just going to have to accept as a reality.
Afraid of it's right. I mean, let's not be afraid of it. Let's face it head on.
Well, I mean, people who are, you know, people with the, I kind of have two different schools of thought on it. Obviously, the people who are vulnerable should stay away from anyone who is, you know, could potentially infect them. But other than that, other people who are going back out to work or whatever businesses are reopening, obviously we all know how important our economy is, and so that's something that a lot of people are hoping, you know, that for the summer months at least, as the virus tends to sort of subside a bit, and then in the fall, everyone, whether you're a virologist, Dr. Fauci, an astrologer, a psychic, I mean, I've heard everybody say the same thing, that this is coming back again at the very end of September, early October, and that it will be probably gone by, like, mid-January. But other than that, you know, it's everyone seems to agree on that. Spiritually, medically, it's probably the only time we've ever all been on the same page.
I know,
page.
On the same page.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
So just be prepared for it, and don't live in fear. I think one of the problems with this is all the fear-based thinking that goes on. We have been so trained by our, maybe it's our, I have a fellow who works for me, a young fellow, very, really sweet kid. He was adopted, his parents were older, and they have taught this kid to be afraid of everything. He has his mother, I think he's 18 years old now. A nice, really good kid, but he just, it's one fear-based thought after another. My mother doesn't think I should do this, my father doesn't think I should do that, and so how do you, it's like he's living in a bubble. that he just can't seem to get away from it. And he looks at me when I talk to him about these things. He looks at me like with his quizzical look on his face, like he doesn't understand what I'm saying. In essence, it's the same sort of thing that I've said before. It's like getting dirty. You need to be dirty. Dirty is good. And you'll protect yourself. So if you don't have experiences, if you don't have things that are in your wheelhouse that will help prepare you for the next, whatever it is, the next wave, if what it's a peak or a wave or whatever the hell it is, then you're doing yourself and your family a disservice. I think you just have to let you, the masks, and so there's a point at which, and I'm beginning to get there, and you can hear it in my voice, Victoria. I'm really tired of people telling me that I need to do this and getting cowed into it because, you know, there's a certain amount of shame. I've gone to out as far as I want to go out with the masks and other things like that. I think that we've heard some information from Jack Stockwell about what happens if you have the mask on, you breathe the stuff back in.
There's yeah, but the part of the problem that I disagree with. Yeah, but I disagree with him in the sense that he's saying that, you know, that no one should wear a mask that long. Well, doctors and surgeons are in surgery for 8 hours and they wear the same mask. And so I don't really agree with him. I think there are certain cloth masks that are really hard to breathe through, and I do not wear them because I have asthma. So I think that, like, there's a happy medium. I wear, like, the medical mask that everyone in hospitals, dental hygienists, dentists wear, you know, the blue mask that you see with the little white bands. It's totally comfortable. The sides of the, you know, of the mask are very breathable. I've had no issue with that whatsoever. It's just, you know, part of the, we've been saying here on our show that part of the problem is all the mixed messages. I also disagree with Jack because we're sending another mixed message in that sense. If the states say wear a mask, I'm not a sheep. I'm not following along because, you know, it's the cool thing to do. But it is the right thing to do in this instance. And if you are contagious with this virus, which, again, I disagree with him on, it's not just the regular flu. It's a lot more, this is a lot more contagious and it has a much deadlier effect. So I don't know. I think that the message is protect yourself and protect your loved ones and show respect to other people. I think it's a simple thing. We're not going to have to wear a mask forever. It's not like this is going to be the rest of our lives. This is until we get through, like the World Health Organization says, we're not even out of the first wave. And the second peak that's probably going to come in the fall, we're going to have to get through that and be smart, not overwhelm the hospitals, and not risk frontline workers their own health. You know, it's just, I don't know. I don't find it nearly as exasperating as other people do, but I think people get so worked up over stuff for no reason that they get in their own head, and then it just turns into something a lot bigger than it is. It's not that big of a deal. If a doctor can operate for 8 to 12 hours with a mask on, you can walk into the grocery store for 20 minutes with one on. It's not that big of a deal.
It's trying to figure it out together. I guess that's maybe what I'm, you know, a lot of us have felt closer to others than has been the case. And I was talking with a woman when he started here in this half hour about
it's been horrible
who's not
for single
seen,
people.
Yeah, have not seen any of their
for
family
people who
for
live
months.
Alone. Yep.
Yeah. I feel badly.
We've made a conscious effort to reach out on FaceTime to all of our single friends, to everyone who's living alone. You know, Jen and I on Saturday spent about an hour and a half on FaceTime with Kara and our former producer who's now at a different company. But she lives alone. Her two roommates, she hasn't seen them in months. And I could tell that, you know, it was starting to depress her. And so I was happy that we were able to all spend a lovely afternoon on Saturday together, and you could just see it in her face. It made a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, she was used to our camaraderie every day, and now she doesn't have it, and she's working. And not only is she at home, she's working at home, I think. Isn't she the new company?
Absolutely,
she's producing stuff. She's got to do
all
the work
alone,
at home.
Yeah, it's a lot of alone time. Yeah. And, you know, some people like it more than others. But, you know, you can tell, and it's hard for single people who are normally out on dates or out, you know, in the dating world, and it's tough to do. So it's, you know, it's not an easy situation for anybody.
Nope. How did it affect what went on Memorial Day for you and people that you know of? What do you normally do on Memorial Day, and what did you do yesterday for Memorial Day?
Well, I'm always here. I'm never the one that takes off on holidays, I guess. So I'm always here on the air. So it was a very standard Memorial Day. We had a friend drive down from the city, and we walked with our masks on the boardwalk, and he wanted to see the ocean. So the three of us had a really nice visit, and that was pretty much it.
Did you see a lot of people on the boardwalk out and about?
Yeah.
Or was it there?
More on Sunday, because Sunday was not great weather, but it was a little bit passable. Yesterday was colder. But, people are just, you know, everyone's got cabin fever. But I did see the majority of the people who were out on the boardwalk were wearing masks, and they were, or the people sitting on the beach were socially distanced.
So they're thinking at least about it. It's, you don't have to have a ruler with you. Use common sense. You can tell about what 5 or 6 feet are.
Yep.
And so you stick that way. I was in, I'm forgetting.
It's probably the length of a cow, right?
Yeah, well, the cow's usually 8 or 9 feet long, depending on what breed it is.
Oh.
Some of them are bigger than others. The Jerseys are smaller, so they, we're using cows as a determiner of
life.
Well,
I figured that would be a good way for you to measure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people on social media are using big dogs, you know, mm-hmm. 2 Grand Pyrenees.
We opened the ice cream that we've been having. We were having people come to the farm for ice cream and just to drive through. They couldn't get out of their cars. This weekend was the first weekend they could get out of the car, walk around. They couldn't sit. We didn't have their picnic tables out, but they could walk and go see the cows, and the children wanted to see the calves and that sort of thing. So I noticed that most everybody was very, very responsible as to how they were doing it. There were hordes of children. They were around the farm all weekend long, and they all had masks on. They wanted to stick their finger into the pens where the calves were and see if the calves would suck on their finger. You know, cute little stuff like that. But, you know, it's part of there's a common sense thing, and that's what I want to underscore, using common sense. Will it be a good are we going to have a good time the rest of the year? No, we aren't. We just are not. It'll be next year, as Victoria was saying in a very predictable way, it'll be next year until things come back, if there ever is such a thing as the old normal. The new normal, we'll see a lot of people working at home. We'll see.
But don't you feel like the benefit of this? I feel like
I think
everyone's so much more. I think our level of efficiency as a country is going to go through the roof. And I think in 2021, we're going to realize that, you know, that people are working from home. Companies can save money. They can hire more employees. There's a lot of upside that is coming from this. And I think people just aren't seeing it because we're such creatures of habit. And it's like, well, no, I need to commute an hour and a half every day. And if I'm not doing that and I'm not in the office, and then what's life going to be like? And it's like, well, life is working right now. You know, the economy has not come to a grinding halt. It's working. It's actually flourishing in certain sectors. So I just think that efficiency-wise, I think we're a lot more aware of where our food comes from. There are a lot of things that are good that are coming out of this.
Yep. You need to shake it up. Politically or governmentally, the people that run government have got to get with it, man. They locally here, they're so clueless. They want to spend more money and more money. And there's so much waste. There's so much corruption. Come on. That's part of the thing I think that's good that's going to come out of this is fixing that. Something else that's good that's coming out of it, in the interest of helping people out, I started months ago talking about how it would be important for you to get on a Calitrin diet, so that you lose the weight and make sure that you're protected, because the people who are getting the COVID are overweight for the most part. At least 75-80% of them are. Well, it turns out a lot of people have gained weight just because they were home eating a lot of pizza, pasta, whatever. So now there are more people that have problems, and you need to lose that weight. Here's the way to do it. Feel good about yourself. Go to toploss.com. See the story of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, all natural. That's why I promote it, because it's the all natural way to successfully lose weight. I say stay on the program for 6 months. You can buy 3 bottles, 1 bottle per month at the regular price, get 3 free by using the DJV code, plus free shipping. That's at toploss.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Leopards and the Dolphin Club. Look what you made me do. Do I have to do this, Victoria?
Read the story. This is a big one.
Did Taylor Swift execute a chess move against music executive Scooter Braun, her arch nemesis? The Swifties, as her diehard fan base is known, they think that that's the case. On this past Sunday, tweet from Taylor Swift, this is very interesting. And she said, "Look what you made me do." This is a link to a cover of her hit, "Look What You Made Me Do," which was reinterpreted as a dark and haunting tune for the Killing Eve soundtrack. You know what Killing Eve is?
The show,
most people know what that is? Yeah, it's quite a good show, actually. Yeah. Then... Taylor Swift tweeted, "Very stoked about this cover on Killing Eve by Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club. The problem, no one has ever heard of Jack Leopards and the Dolphin Club, and the cover appears to be the only song credited to them. Nils Solberg, listed as the track's producer, and that happens to be the pseudonym Swift used back in 2016 for her now ex-boyfriend Calvin Harris's song featuring Rihanna, this is what you came for." I'm confused here.
Why?
Well, because we're going back and forth kind of on this. Sorry, what is, she's trying to, Scooter
so
Braun
the deal.
Apparently
here's the
owns
deal.
The master, like he does of everything else that she's done.
So, yes, so what she had said was she was going to redo some of the songs.
Yes,
so the theory is that this is her brother Austin singing, and that she produced it with Jack Antonoff, who produces all of her most recent albums. And so Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is the actress and producer who is behind Killing Eve and Fleabag, she has become friendly with Taylor Swift. And apparently Taylor Swift, back in January at the Golden Globe Awards, was overheard pitching her brother Austin to Phoebe Waller-Bridge to have him appear on the soundtrack. He's also a singer-songwriter. So the way around this is that she may now start producing covers of her own songs, and she gets the money for it, and Scooter Braun gets nothing.
Okay. So why don't you just say that instead of going in a circuitous way around all this other stuff?
It seems rather...
It's pretty straightforward, but...
No, I think it's confusing.
Well, you haven't been following the story, but it's... yeah, and everyone who's been following Taylor Swift knows that this is probably the way that she's going to get around.
Well, I understand that. I think that I was a supporter of that. Let her go tell this guy to screw and record this stuff on her own. He owns what's been recorded, but he doesn't own the rights to the music.
She cannot use her own voice. So she can't use her own voice until the end of 2020. So that's another element of this that she would probably, that it would make sense. This is a theory. She has not confirmed any of this. But it makes sense that she would have her brother singing it because she can't. She can't actually use her voice.
Okay. Here's another story. Singer-songwriter Cody Simpson released a new song called Captain's Dance with the Devil, along with a music video directed by his girlfriend Miley Cyrus, with whom he has been quarantined in L.A. Simpson's song tells the story of a teen yearning for freedom from a heroin addiction. But he said in a post, the song can really be interpreted in myriad ways, and this is my primary idea. Miley had her own interpretation of the song, which is reflected in the newly released video. Being able to tell that story throughout this music visual was ideal, and I hope it inspires encouragement toward creative freedom in people in the realm of art, music, wardrobe, and life. Okay. I feel no connection to this either.
I like the song, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Captain's Dance with the Devil. All right, 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The devil's deed, and you'll never see shoreline again. And you'll never see the shoreline again. Youngest captain the world's ever seen.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you're already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As America remembered over 2.5 centuries of fallen heroes yesterday, President Trump was in Maryland taking time to remember those who'd given their lives for the nation.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Trump speaking at Baltimore's Fort Henry National Monument in Baltimore following an earlier visit to lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Federal Trade Commission says that scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The commission says there had been 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million worth of losses as of the 21st of May, the average victim losing nearly $500. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The Federal Trade Commission reporting over 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million in losses, and that was as of May 21st. They say the average victim has lost nearly $500. The FTC says one of the top COVID-19 scams is a text message you get that says victims should click on a link to provide personal information so that they can get a government refund. A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region. The U.S. Air Force is now ending height restrictions to make way for more women in the service. Until now, pilot applicants had to be at least 5'4". The average woman is about 5'3". While the Air Force approved most height waivers, they do say they didn't want to discourage nearly half of the female population from joining up, so now each pilot will be screened and placed in an aircraft specifically chosen to fit their body measurements. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour, Tuesday, May the 26th. Yes, what's that, I say? There are a number of things that are on the front burner. What to do about summertime with Memorial Day having passed. Victoria Keelan is here, by the way, on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and I have a focus on Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Is that how you pronounce his name? What do you think, Victoria? P-O-L-I-S? Polis?
I think so, yeah.
Polis. He says the state will loosen restrictions on restaurants, open their day camps, the summer day camps, ski resorts, campsites. I think that's a smart way to do. Focus on, if you want to pay attention to Fauci, but just common sense. Enough already with this closing everybody in and making them feel guilty. Feel responsible for yourself. If you instinctively feel like you ought to wear a mask because it's good to... You're thinking about other people. Good. That makes sense. Restaurants, what do we do about them? Outside, there's a whole big thing here in Framingham about people being able to eat outside. And, the government wants the government this, the government that. What is wrong with putting there? They're saying that the people that run the community say, well, you have to have a permit to put a to have outside eating. Why?
Well,
why?
Well, that's just nobody... I don't know.
Come
that's
on.
Just always happens, though. That's a big deal, especially in New York City, where you know where restaurants kind of encroach onto the sidewalk. So that's the amount of space that needs to be saved for sidewalk walking, and then where the restaurant tables can be. That's a big deal wherever. If you're in, it's, you know, if you've got a parking lot, I don't see why you couldn't just have tables out in a parking lot. But if you're in, like, on a main street.
That's the point. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Main street, yeah, that's hard. But if you have a parking lot, what the building inspectors are saying is, well, you're supposed to have X number of parking slots for the number of people on the thing. And if you put chairs and tables
out there. I feel like
that
kind of stuff needs to just go away for right now.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, get a clue. Look at what's going on. And you know, whether this is normal or it isn't, whether this is the right direction or it isn't, it's something we need to do. We need to be saving people. Sometimes it seems like we got to save people from themselves and their own lack of common sense. But, wow, summer day camps, you think that there should be day camps? If you had a child, would you send him to day camp this summer?
Not in New Jersey, not right now, because we're in the second hardest hit state. So that's why summer camps aren't happening here or in New York. But and it's been a big issue because a lot of parents, you know, kids obviously want to go to camp and a lot of parents need a break. But in Colorado, sure. If I lived in another state that really wasn't that hard hit, absolutely I would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that's interesting how it goes from one thing to another.
We have to look at each state very differently.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just say one blanket rule for the whole country, because it's every single part of this country was hit and impacted in a different way. And so I think that part of the problem is that from the federal level, we've gotten just too many blanket statements of, okay, everyone has to do this. And I understand if you're in a state that you don't even know anyone who got this virus, I understand you're saying to yourself and to other people, what the hell's going on? Why do I have to live by the same standards now that people in New York, New Jersey, and California have to? They were the hardest hit states. You shouldn't have to live the same way. I get that. But, you know, at the same time, we're also seeing a lot of incredibly irresponsible behavior. And, you know, did you see the Kentucky governor was hanged in effigy from a tree at a Second Amendment rally? What do guns have to do with lynching someone? It's just, it's crazy.
Well, did you see the confrontation caught on a camera in Central Park this weekend that went viral?
No, but I heard about it. And the woman called the cops, right? And then she apologized for calling the cops on him.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, though.
Well, the woman called police on this fellow after he asked her to put her dog on a leash. And they were in a part of the park called the Ramble. Do you know that? I don't know. Central Park, I kind
of
know.
Every part of Central Park is a leash your dog at all times.
Right.
Having had two dogs walking through Central Park every day, it is really irresponsible when someone has a dog off a leash.
Well, and this dog was running loose, tearing through plants and that sort of thing, and getting in people's faces. When the woman began to argue with this guy, he started to record her on his phone, and that's when she called the police. She called 911 and reported an African-American man threatening her and her dog. And then this became a race thing. My God.
I hope the cops did show up. I don't know the rest of the story. Because
they made her put the dog on a leash.
Yeah, she's completely in the wrong, and you can get like a $250 fine for that.
Yeah.
Now, she must not be a New Yorker, because New Yorkers all know that. But especially right now, you're not even supposed to touch someone else's dog. Mm-hmm. So having a loose dog running up to strangers is just,
This thing has been viewed
safe.
8 million times.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
And she apparently, even her boss got upset with her, and they put her on administrative leave because they were embarrassed.
It's embarrassing. That behavior is totally embarrassing. I know she apologized, but come on.
Yeah. How do you get that worked up about stuff, really and truly? It's part of it is this cluelessness that this generation has about dealing with any kind of stress or anything that's off the norm. It really is.
Well, it's selfish.
Yep, very. Here's a warning about hand sanitizer If you're, I wouldn't have hand sanitizer around. We all know, if you have any brains at all, if you listen, this is one of the few recommendations that I've been with, because I knew myself from my own experience that washing with soap gets to the fat that covers the coronavirus. It's covered in a sealer of fat. And that's why the hand washing with hot water and soap for 20, 30 seconds is the intelligent thing to do. Hand sanitizer is not good for you, frankly. It just isn't. And now here's a warning.
Well, it depends which one is in it, what's in it.
I suppose it depends on what you got, yeah.
I have hand sanitizer that's just 70% alcohol.
Alcohol-based.
So there's no, but you want to make sure it doesn't have any triclosan in it, because that stuff causes cancer. So you have to look at the ingredients. If it's just alcohol and water, that's fine. And I keep it in my car because I can't obviously wash my hands in the car. So
if your car gets hot, Victoria, would you park the car outside, or have you got it under the building?
No, we're outside.
Okay, so if you leave that in your car and it gets really hot, it could explode in your car. Sun causes magnification, obviously, and that means it could even explode into an open flame and, you know, destroy the car. So I think that using sanitizer, I understand what you just said. That's good if that works for
you. Keep it in your bag. Take it with you. Don't leave it in the car.
Yeah, wash your hands. Water, hot water, soap, that's the way. And I don't know whether there's a difference between, I use bars of soap, but there are the bottles of soap as well. What do you use? You use regular soap, or do you?
I always wash my hands in the kitchen, so I use dish soap, which is actually stronger at cutting through grease. So it's harsher on your hands, but I just put a lot of lotion on. Mm-hmm. So, it's the strongest soap that we could find.
Yep. Kohl's says it plans to remove 8 brands from their stores. Why? Jennifer Lopez is one of them.
They're not selling.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Huh. And I was actually really surprised when I saw this, because I did think that Jennifer Lopez's stuff was so popular.
Yeah.
But, but other big brands, Dana Buchman, which actually started as more of a high-end
kind of
line. Who's that?
Can you tell me about that? I don't know about it. Dana,
yeah, she makes women's clothing. That started, she was more of a high-end designer back in the day, and it kind of just, dwindled a little bit. Mud is a popular jeans company. Candies makes shoes. Rockin' Republic, same thing. Jeans, Pop Sugar, and Juicy Couture was really big for a while. So I'm surprised that they're getting rid of all of them, but I guess, the numbers don't lie. They said they've seen an increase in their online sales, which most department stores have. But it's also a huge decrease in those specific brands, so they're going to move on and try to find other collaborations.
Yeah, well, that's good if it works under the circumstances. You got to keep yourself in business. Remember, their gross margins are way down.
Pay attention to your audience. I think more so than
who
ever.
Who goes to Kohl's? Who shops at Kohl's? Who do you know that shops at Kohl's? I don't know. I'm not a shopper, so I'm at people your age, from your income
and older,
that sort of thing. Yeah.
And older. It's kind of like on par with Target and Macy's, I would say.
Is it good
same
quality
demographic
stuff? I think of Target all the time when I think about that sort of thing. I never think of Kohl's, even though.
Yeah, well, it depends. There are more Target stores, I think, than Kohl's stores. Mm-hmm. So there's one near me, and I've been in it a few times. I'm not a real department store person, though, because I lived in Manhattan for so long. It's just kind of like you're in and out of stores, and I'm not into malls and things like that. So
yeah.
It's not really a place that I've gotten a lot of stuff at, but I know a lot of people around the country love it.
That I found about malls that I like is if you're needing two or three things. I'm not a shopper either, as you know, but sometimes I have the need to go and get something, and I'd rather do it in one stop and go into two or three different places, get what you need, and then gonzo. Mm-hmm. Now, the malls, God knows what's going to happen when they open up.
I would guess lower capacity. That'll
but
probably
how do you guard
start
against? How do you guard? What do you got? Somebody that's at the door with a counter?
And maybe limited access points of entry. Mm. Yeah, I think that's probably the first phase of reopening.
Yeah. In a moment, the situation in Chicago over the weekend is something that's a little distressing, maybe a little more than a little distressing. Meanwhile, I want to make you feel good about how you can make it through not just this situation, cleanliness. What's the old expression? Cleanliness is next to godliness. One of the things that is important to know is that you have the resources to keep your home clean, keep your space. If you're working at home, all the more important for everything in the house to be clean. And that includes, maybe most importantly, what's in your bedroom. Are you making sure? I changed the sheets again last night. I'm changing the sheets all the time, washing my pillows, and I can do that because I've got my pillows all through the house. I have five bedrooms in this house and four pillows on each bed. So what does that figure out to? That's 20 pillows I've got for my pillow. I can wash every single one of them. So if you haven't done that, now maybe is the time to do it. Great pricing. The BOGO offers now at MyPillow are incomparable. Buy one, get one free all across the board. Go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and order towels if you need them, sheets if you need them, duvet covers if you need them, all the pillows they have, any and all pillows. Buy one, get one free. Yep. It's the MyPillow BOGO sale, Radio Listener Special page, and remember, everything they make you can wash and dry. That's the pillows. You can't find those anyplace else. Lots of great colors, too, on a lot of these pillows and pillowcases. So check it all out. You'll be very happy you did, very satisfied with the product, or your money back, by the way. Guaranteed, or your money back. Can't do that with any other pillow. MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 49 after the hour. The Chicago murder spree continues, Victoria. Dips have been taking place. This sounds like an episode of Chicago PD, but not. The truth is, over the weekend, the worst killing spree in years. 24 people injured. 8 people were fatally shot. It's like mayhem in Chicago. Unbelievable. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before here on the DJV program.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This may or may not mean anything to you, but we'll explain while we're playing the Han Solo theme. Is there another movie in the works about Han Solo? We'll find out. Chucker's off today on Movie Moments, so Victoria has been working around to see or find out what it is that may be on people's minds. It's so hard to get, and this is usually one of, has been over the tradition of this program, Victoria, a very exciting, kind of memorable way to spend 5 or 6 minutes every day, coming up with the latest in movies and who's going to star in what and yada yada. And so it's been, we've been keeping it crisp, only with the hopes that some is going to come along pretty soon and we will be able to go back to the movies. So what's up with Han Solo?
Well, apparently there is a fan campaign called hashtag Make Solo 2 Happen. And because there has been, it's been, let's see, May 25th of 2018, it's been 2 years now since a Star Wars story came out. And fans, it's certainly at the end of it with the appearance of Darth Maul and then seeing that Emilia Clarke's character, Kira, was working for Darth Maul, which is not anything we knew or suspected until literally like one of the last scenes. So there was a lot left there for the fans. Also, we got to see a young Lando Calrissian in that movie, which was fun, and to see how Han and Chewie met. So there was a lot of good stuff in it. I know people kind of I don't know. Star Wars nerds annoy me because it's like they all act like they could write, you know, but they all act like they could write a better movie. Well, if you can, then go ahead. You know, it's like the Game of Thrones people and they were all complaining about the how it ended. It's like, well, if you feel like you can write a better ending, go ahead and submit it to George Lucas. If not, sit down and shut up and everyone, let's just watch the movie. But they're, you know, so it, part of the reason that this is considered a flop, now it made $393 million
hardly
in box
a flop.
Office.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now, the budget, though, it's considered a flop because the budget went up to, when they replaced the director and they put Ron Howard in, obviously Ron Howard's fee sent this way over budget. So they spent about $250 million to make the movie, and it grossed $393. So that's, even though that's still a big profit, it's
$150 million bucks. I think I'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
You would think.
Winning the lottery, yeah, right, exactly.
But they still, so I guess the Disney people still felt like that wasn't enough of a box office boom for them to make another one. So 2 years later, here we are, and the fans are now saying, look, you know, we want another Han Solo movie.
More.
Yeah, and there's enough time in between where that movie left off, and then when we see Harrison Ford take over in A New Hope. So there's enough time in the universe there that they could definitely fit another movie in. And originally, George Lucas, before he sold Lucasfilm and sold all the Star Wars stuff off, he actually had planned on multiple movies because Alden, what's his last name? The guy who played Han Solo, I don't have it in front of me anyway. I know his first name is Alden. He had signed on for 3 movies to play Han Solo. So now that means he could also appear in different spin-off type movies. But Emilia Clarke also signed on for multiple appearances as Kira. So maybe there is something happening in the future. We don't know. But as of right now, there are no new Star Wars movies expected before 2022, which is pretty disappointing for the fans.
All right, next up, generational movie news. We go from Han Solo to Betty White, who's going to be in an upcoming Christmas movie. Happens it'll be broadcast on Lifetime. The film is not titled yet. Her character helps whip would-be Santas into shape, spreading the true meaning of Christmas and leading everyone to wonder, is she secretly Mrs. Claus?
Well, she's not secretly 98 years old, which is amazing that she can do a movie at 98 years old.
Yep.
I love her. Everyone does. She has just really created a third wave of her career. You know, it's not just the second wave. She's had multiple.
She had a standing ovation, remember, a couple of years ago in the Primetime Emmys?
Mm-hmm.
This movie, one of more than 50 original movies premiering on Lifetime over the rest of the year. Well, if they can get it made, that's the question. Nothing's getting made in Hollywood right now, anyplace. They're going to probably open that stuff up a little bit. Over the holiday season, these are movies in the works. A Merry Little Christmas Wedding, sequel to last year's Merry Little Christmas, with Destiny Child's Kelly Rowlands reprising her role there. So is that something we can get excited about?
That was a big hit last year, so yeah, the sequel, people will watch it.
Yep. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.